Well, as I said at the beginning of Mass, as you know, things will be changing after July 19th, so I just want to say a little bit about that, really. As you know, we move into step four of the government's recovery roadmap on July 19th, on Monday. But as you'll see when I read this, our bishops have advised a cautious approach. The key watchwords are discernment of local prevailing conditions and careful consideration of what mitigations are needed in the light of these local situations. And in the light of the prevailing local conditions where we live, here in Fleetwood, in which the number of infections have gone up recently and seem to be on the rise, we need to take a graduated response to step four and not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Being cautious has served us well. We've stayed open throughout the pandemic, apart from the two lockdowns, and have had not one single case of COVID as a result of people coming to Mass here. We hope to keep it that way, even though things are obviously relaxing. Now I'm going to read the statement from the Catholic Bishops of England, then I'll read Bishop Paul's letter to us in the Diocese of Lancaster, and after which we'll mention some suggestions for our own parish. So this is the statement from the Catholic Bishops of England. It's called Sunday, It's Our Day. On the 19th of July, the current legislative powers which assist the mitigations against the COVID-19 virus transmission will be rescinded by Her Majesty's government. Nevertheless, there will be encouragement to personal corporate responsibility in this area. As the Prime Minister said in his most recent statement, the pandemic is not over. Even without this legislation in place, the Church in England and Wales will be adopting a cautious approach to capacity and activity within our buildings, especially at corporate acts of worship. We are mindful of the certain fact that the COVID-19 virus is still circulating in society. Vaccines provide genuine protection against the worst effects of the virus, yet we recognise the legitimate fear on the part of some who otherwise desire to gather for Holy Mass. It is our continuing judgment, therefore, that it is not possible at the present time for all of the faithful to attend Mass on a Sunday, thus fulfilling their duty to God. It is hoped that it will be possible for all Catholics in England and Wales to fulfil this most important church precept, that of the Sunday obligation, by the first Sunday of Advent, 2021. In the meantime, all Catholics are asked to do their best to participate in the celebration of the weekly Sunday Mass and to reflect deeply on the centrality of Sunday worship in the life of the Church. In April, following our plenary assembly, we offered a reflection on the experience of the extraordinary long months of the pandemic. It was titled The Day of the Lord. We also began to look at the way forward. We spoke about the important invitation to restore the Sunday Mass to its rightful centrality in our lives. We asked for a rekindling in our hearts of a yearning for the real presence of the Lord in the Eucharist as our response to the total sacrificial love that Jesus has for us. We said, the Eucharist should be the cause of our deepest joy, our highest manner of offering thanks to God, and for seeking His mercy and love. We need to make it the foundation stone of our lives. May this continue to be our striving during these coming months as we journey back to the full celebration of our Sunday Mass and our renewed observance of the Day of the Lord. That was from the Catholic Bishops of England. Now we have a more personal one from our own Bishop, Paul of Lancaster. And it's written to the clergy of the diocese. Dear Father, although most legal restrictions relating to the COVID pandemic are ending on Monday the 19th of July, a degree of caution is still needed where a large number of people gather in enclosed spaces, which of course includes our churches. Not only is the Delta variant of the virus still spreading rapidly, it is also the case that those with suppressed immune systems still need a degree of additional protection against the virus. Whilst in broader society they may well be those who will welcome the 19th of July with a complete abandonment of anti-COVID measures, We owe it to others to be prudent in what we do in our churches at this time. With this in mind, and so there is some uniformity of practice across the diocese, I would like the following to be adopted in our churches. General guidance. Face covering should still be worn by all those coming to a church service, exemptions for medical reasons excluded. Those who do not wish to wear a covering should not be banned from entering, but they should be encouraged to sit a distance away from other people. Social distancing will not be mandatory in our churches. However, larger churches might consider still keeping some social distancing in place. Alternatively, if you have a building that can keep a section for those who would feel safer and less vulnerable by maintaining socially distanced sitting, then you could do so. Hand sanitising will remain necessary as people arrive. The numbers for weddings, funerals and baptisms are limited by the capacity of each building. There is no longer a requirement to clean benches, etc. between services. However, it will remain best practice to at least clean bench tops if there are two services on the same day. Frequently touched surfaces, such as door handles, should continue to be cleaned regularly. Liturgical issues. Holy Communion should be restored to its traditional place and with a communion procession, trying to accommodate those who wish to retain social distancing. It is recommended that stewards are used to invite people to the communion procession row by row. Holy Communion under both kinds will not be reintroduced at this time. Singing can be restored, though you may need to consider if this works with face coverings. The Catholic Bishops' Conference of England and Wales recommends the phase reintroduction of singing. Hymn books and service books can be used once in the day. The collection basket or plate should still not be passed around, though collectors may move around with baskets as previously advised. The procession of gifts may be reinstated. The Gloria, Creed, Prayers of the Faithful and Second Reading should be reintroduced if any of these has been omitted. However, Mass should still not be unnecessarily long. A sign of peace involving contact with other persons should remain suspended. We need to wait a little longer before the reintroduction of holy water in the stoups, and the dispersal of people immediately after Mass should be orderly. And that's from Bishop Paul. And then we've had a meeting of people who lead on various things in the parish, and these are the suggestions for us here in our parish. We're aiming for a gradual reopening of various things with a view to getting back to full parish life activities by September, virus conditions depending, of course. For example, Bible study, children's liturgy, sacramental programmes, etc. We would hope to begin again in September. From this Tuesday, the Lady Chapel will be open every day for private prayer before the Blessed Sacrament, but daily Mass will still be separated in the main church until September. The toilets in the Green Hut will be open during Sunday Mass, as they used to be. And from next Sunday, the Green Hut will be open, that's our parish social centre, will be open for coffee and tea and cakes, hopefully, after Sunday Mass. And for Brenda's Craft Club on Tuesday and Carol's Wednesday Club on Wednesday. Our altar servers can start back next week as well. I will have to write to them and come for retraining. It's been a long time for those little people to remember everything. Our Eucharistic ministers can take Holy Communion to the sick, and our SDP can visit the housebound, providing, of course, that the housebound are ready to receive them into their homes. The use of Mass books and hymn books are allowed, as is singing, as we heard from the bishop. We're going to introduce one hymn a week for the congregation during the summer and build up gradually, and then the choir will start rehearsing again in September. St. Edmund's, our other church, will hopefully reopen for the Vigil Mass in September. At the end of August, we plan to have a Mass of Thanksgiving, with special mention, of course, for those who have lost people during the pandemic, followed by a big social Jacob's Join in the school hall. Next Sunday here, Mass will be live streamed from the main church. And I will be asking at Mass tomorrow how many would still want to social distance at Sunday Mass, so we have an idea of what part, how much of the church to keep for that particular thing. So there we go, we made a start and we are being very cautious, but at the same time allowing for more freedom and hopefully all will be well.